This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning that high winds and heavy rain across parts of the Northeast and New England today could produce some flash flooding. Police in Boise, Idaho say they're confident the gunman who opened fire inside a shopping mall Monday, killing two people, was acting alone. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The city of Boise is still reeling. Mayor Lauren McLean on the shock of a fatal shooting inside the Boise Town Square.
Countless people found themselves in a situation they never would have nor should have expected.
Courtesy of KIVI-TV, Police Chief Ryan Lee says they were able to take the gunman into custody after a shootout with officers. The suspect and one officer hit.
We really cannot at this time speak to any motivation behind it.
A mall walker says she heard several loud bangs and told her friend they needed to run. And they did, she says, all the way out to the parking lot and beyond to get as far away as possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Democrats' idea for a new billionaire's tax to help pay for President Biden's social services and climate change plan is running into criticism from some lawmakers as too cumbersome. Meanwhile, key Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he's worried about paying for more social programs when the ones we already have are in danger of insolvency, he says.
Medicare and Social Security is a lifeline to people back in West Virginia and most people around the country. And you've got to stabilize that first before you look at basically expansion. So if we're not being fiscally responsible, that's really concerning.
Executives from YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat will face questions from lawmakers today on what their companies are doing to ensure young users' safety. They'll testify before a Senate subcommittee. Stocks were up yesterday. The Dow gained 64 points yesterday. This is AP News. The latest now on the shooting on Alec Baldwin's movie set.
A lawyer involved in previous trials concerning deaths on television and film sets says there are a lot of questions surrounding the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Galena Hutchins. Jeff Harris, the lead attorney in a pair of legal actions on accidental deaths during movie and TV productions, says last week's accidental shooting death of cinematographer Galena Hutchins as actor Alec Baldwin was rehearsing firing a gun should not have happened.
The first thing I thought was there's literally no way that this happens.
Harris notes that gun safety policies have been around production sets for years.
And it struck me as, you know, you don't have this happen if basic safety policies are being followed. The end.
Production of the movie Rust has been halted, but producers call the halt a pause rather than an end. I'm Tim McGuire.
Gas is $3.39 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.